WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. A Bryan man has been booked into the Brazos County Jail for the 40th time. Online jail records show the first arrest for James Oliver Jr. was in September 1991. The latest was Monday night when a Bryan policeman stopped a car for making a right turn without using a turn signal. According to the arrest report, the officer noticed an odor of marijuana and the driver's record included 17 active suspensions. A search of the car led to the discovery of 3 bags of marijuana with a total weight of 10 ounces, along with scales and baggies. Oliver, who was out on bond following a May 31st arrest for marijuana possession, was released again after posting another bond. Online records show he has 30 convictions in various Brazos County courts. Billboards have popped up offering free soft drinks to designated drivers in the Northgate District. It's part of a campaign started about a year and a half ago by a nonprofit group called CARE, which stands for Coalition on Alcohol Responsibility and Education. The president of CARE is Deputy Ed Frank of the Brazos County Sheriff's Office. He says more than 7,500 cups have been distributed.
We got with the local establishments, and more each year joining with us. And as long as we supply the cups, they said they would supply the free soft drinks in it.
Frank says funding for the cups and billboards comes from the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse. It's time for the annual law enforcement fundraiser benefiting local Special Olympics.
You actually get to boss us around for once. And what that is officers from local law enforcement agencies will be there to help serve you.
Officer Kelly McKeithen of the Bryan Police Department is among the volunteer servers during Tip-A-Cop, which is today and tomorrow from 5:30 until 10 at Texas Roadhouse. The Bryan College Station March of Dimes is hosting a community baby shower this week. Spokeswoman Katie Scott says they're creating a community closet to help families in area neonatal intensive care units and prenatal clinics. In addition to clothes, blankets, and diapers, she says new parents have to prove to hospital staff they have a new car seat.
So for a lot of these moms, that's like the first big expense when they're taking their child home from the hospital, especially those families who have been in a NICU for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Donations can be dropped off on Saturday between 10 and 2 at the College Station Hilton parking lot. Purple cookies can be purchased throughout the week at either Blue Baker location, with proceeds covering any items that aren't donated. The Obama administration says health care subsidies will keep flowing despite a federal appeals court decision Tuesday that affects Texas and 35 other states who purchase their coverage through the federal marketplace. The 2-to-1 ruling states that Obamacare, as written, only allows insurance subsidies in states that have set up their own exchanges, which Texas did not do. Minutes after the ruling from federal judges in Washington, another group of federal judges in Virginia sided with the Obama administration. The U.S. Supreme Court will eventually make the final decision. WTAW News Time is 8:07. It's 78 degrees. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Companies that need to be at the center of the biotech revolution are choosing Aggieland Business Park as the place to start or grow their business. Just a mile past the airport on FM 60, Aggieland Business Park offers affordable build-to-suit options with quick access to the biotech corridor and the high-speed fiber your business needs to stay competitive. Whether it's an executive office suite or an acre under one roof, don't waste time looking for an old building that might fit your needs. Call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
All right, let's see if we've got everything packed. Tent?
Check.
Folding chair?
Check.
Bug spray?
Check.
Grill?
Check.
Slovacic sausage?
Yikes! How could we forget? The kids would have been extremely upset.
You know, whether it's your annual family camping trip, a tailgate, a good old-fashioned backyard barbecue, or a meal at your next Aggie sporting event, no outing is complete until you've packed Slovacic sausage. Slovacic sausage, celebrating 10 years as the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics.
It's 8:08. Let's do some weather. Brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Partly to mostly sunny once again for today. Temperatures making their way up to 95 to 100. There is a very slight risk of an isolated thunderstorm late this afternoon or during the evening. It'll be clear for the most part tonight. Warm, 75 to 80. Partly sunny, hot, humid tomorrow, 95 to 100. There's the chance for an isolated afternoon thunderstorm tomorrow. We're partly sunny, 95 to 100 on Friday. Again, the chance of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Normally we do some other chit-chat stuff, but since we have both state reps having been down to the border yesterday, we want to take an opportunity to chat with them. Kyle Cassell is our state representative for District 12. Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
Fine. Just back from the border. Kind of like to get your thoughts.
Absolutely. A good visit. Glad that John and I had the opportunity to go down there yesterday to get into, get educated on what's really going on. And, you know, the leadership from the governor to the speaker and the lieutenant governor with the surge over the last few weeks has been incredible. You know, this surge is mainly targeted at the criminals, the cartels, and the human trafficking aspect, and they have been very successful in slowing that down considerably over the last few weeks.
You know, there's talk that they'll be spread apart not only in Texas but in other states as well. Tell me what your colleagues who are down there, who basically have been representing an area that's been living with this for two decades, do you have any exchanges with them or what their thoughts are about how things are being handled down there?
I have not had the opportunity to visit with them recently, but I know it's been a burden. And when the surge started, I can give you this, you know, when the troops of the long lines of black and white DPS officers arrived in the valley, the folks were just overwhelmed. They felt secure again. They were helpful. I mean, in that first week alone, I think they were able to find a lot of folks on this side because they were so scared, and to have that presence, you know, the DPS has an incredible, they have a different, how do you say it, game plan than mm-hmm. the Border Patrol. So they were able to be a little bit more aggressive in their posture.
Sure. Kyle Cassell joining us this morning. So I appreciate the input on that. Obviously, it's not in session, but there's plenty of time that you're taking in preparation toward the session, so folks will understand. You probably know Kyle's district is very large, goes up basically up to Waco and then down to Brazos County. You're on Ag, Livestock, and Environmental Regulation. I want to talk to you for a minute about Ag and Livestock. We did a story this morning talking about, and it seems to me it's driven by a lot of different forces, but having to do with how bad raising beef is for the environment, how the impact on greenhouse gases and fertilizer and land used as opposed to people eating plants is a very negative thing on our environment. You take that and you couple it with the idea that there are people in Washington who want to do away with the beef checkoff program, and it makes me a little bit uncomfortable. Can you tell me basically where that is? Where is beef checkoff right now as far as D.C. is concerned?
Well, from the D.C.'s perspective, you know, from the Texas side, you know, we don't know where they're going to go. So if you've been paying attention, I passed a bill that gave Texas an opportunity to pass a referendum to start our own beef checkoff, mm-hmm. which passed very successfully a couple weeks ago. So we have taken steps. If this beef checkoff goes away from the U.S. side, Texas will implement, it already has implemented, and there's an option for folks to opt out as well. But that'll give us the opportunity not only, and everybody thinks of it as a marketing tool, but it's also a research tool. We have introduced so many new steaks to the market utilizing the entire carcass. And as we've come out of these droughts, you know, we're blessed with a lot of rain right now, but, you know, our cow numbers are down. We're building up, but you can see the demand has remained. So it is vital to have this beef checkoff for not only marketing and research, because people still desire and demand a steak one or two times a week.
You know, it's kind of interesting. So you're in Ag and Livestock, but you're also on the Environmental Regulations Committee in the House, too, and obviously there are some concerns there. But tell me what kind of legislation you're looking at as far as environmental regulation.
Environmental regulation, we've got a hearing coming up soon. We bypassed on a couple weeks ago, but some of the things that are hitting us are, you know, the dumps, like we're having Hempstead below us, mm-hmm. that we need to make sure are done correctly. And then you go back into agriculture and representing north of Waco, we go back to west and fertilizer. And so those have been issues on fertilizer plant, making sure that we do that safely, they're operating correctly, and the farmers still have access to that so we can continue to grow the abundant food that we do provide for the people of not only Texas but the country.
Kyle Cassell joining us this morning. Now, of course, you mentioned the fertilizer situation. Is it a matter of enforcing what's already in place, or do you think there do need to be some new guidelines put in place?
You know, we're studying it. I mean, the key to it, though, is some of these, I mean, we've got the number of fertilizer facilities that need a little new construction, and so that can help them avoid what happened in West if, you know, we have a terrible accident like the fire. So those things are being talked about, and we'll try to get them implemented quickly.
So as you get ready for the session, these are just a couple of things that I wanted to talk to you about based on your committee assignments. Are there some key things, challenges that you see that we're going to have to do as we get ready to
Absolutely. You know. I think one of the key issues that we're talking about, have been talking about for months and will continue, is transportation. And so the opportunity to talk about Prop 1 today real quick and make sure people realize that we have an opportunity in November. You know, do not vote. I mean, you're welcome to vote a straight ticket. I don't, you know, either side. But don't stop there. Follow the propositions. Transportation is important, and that vote will dictate how much time the legislature spends on transportation, because we do have a problem of infrastructure needs and maintenance that we need to take care of, and that will help us do that.
Yeah, it's interesting now that we have basically the ballot in. We don't have a ballot in May anymore. We now have a ballot in November. We'll have school bond issues. We have school board races. We have city council races. There are so many things down ballot that are important for people to be sure and vote on as well.
Yes, if you take the time to drive to go vote, take the time to go through the entire ballot.
Kyle Cassell represents the 12th District of Texas. Kyle, obviously, we'll be talking to you a few more times before Congress, before the House gets into session, but thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us this morning.
Look forward to it. Thank you, Scott.
All right, thank you, Kyle. And let's switch over now. John Rainey joins us. John is basically the representative in the urban part of Brazos County in Bryan College Station, District 14. How are you this morning, John?
Doing great.
Let's talk a little bit. Again, you were in that party. How large was that party that went down to the valley yesterday?
I think there were seven of us,
mm-hmm.
and mostly from Central Texas area, and it was a good group. As Kyle said, we spent a lot of time with the director of the DPS, and they have added assets, including, I think they now have six helicopters and about six gunboats that are on the river. A big presence.
Sure. Well, and that seemed to be what Kyle said. When the black and whites roll up, people do take notice. And again, now, and I guess I'd ask you the same thing I asked Kyle. Have you had any interaction with those state reps or senators down there who have been living with this for really two decades?
Yes, a little bit, not a lot. All of them are concerned about the drug and human trafficking and the drug cartels. And I think from that standpoint, they're very pleased. I think they're probably a little concerned and probably maybe don't realize that the National Guard, when it comes down there, is going to be basically a support element to maybe do some outposts and things like that. They can bring up to 1,000 National Guardsmen down there, but I suspect they won't bring that many at any one time.
Sure, and we were discussing yesterday, since they basically use their weapons for self-defense and they can't arrest and they can't detain, it is kind of a visual situation.
Yes, it is. It's to do outpost and visual looking.
Sure. Well, let's take a minute to talk about, of course, a couple of committees that you're on as you get ready for the session to get started. I know it's a blessing sometimes and it's a curse sometimes. Appropriations, a very time-consuming committee to be on.
It is a time-consuming committee, but it's a very important committee. I think we're going to have a very difficult time in passing a budget this next session, not because we don't have money, but because people don't want to spend money. And I think that's going to be a very difficult time. Everybody I talk to says we're going to have special sessions, and it's going to be into a special session when we pass a budget.
Oh, I hate to hear that. You haven't even started yet.
I haven't even started, but that's the thought.
Now, the way things are broken up, I know you're vice chair of Articles 6, 7, and 8. What does that mean in our world?
Well, it really means that I sit there, and if the chairman leaves, I get to take over the committee here. And usually he doesn't leave unless he has something very important to do, and there's not much important going on in the committee.
So now, but when they say Article 6, 7, and 8, what does that mean?
Those are primarily the things like transportation, the Railroad Commission, basically the agencies that we're looking at, the state agencies.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that we're looking at in those committees.
Okay, then, of course, the other committee that you're on is higher education. People would think about A&M, but, you know, Blinn has certainly been in the headlines a lot lately.
Well, I think Blinn is one of the most important assets that we have in Brazos County. It's very, very important. I hope that we can find the funding that makes, and that's difficult because we can't appropriate money for Blinn. It's a junior college
right.
district, so... But I'm hopeful that we will find the assets to continue Blinn's growth. They're probably going to have in excess of somewhere between 14,000 and 15,000 students this fall. That's a big economic boost to our community. There's a lot going on with A&M and the engineering program, 25 by 25, which means they're going to have 25,000 engineering students by the year 25. That's going to put a lot of pressure on Blinn. They're probably going to do a good bit of the training for the first 2 years of those a number of those engineering students. I'm hopeful that we can make that all work and keep those students here in Brazos County.
Sure. John Rainey is the state rep for District 14, and obviously, like Kyle, we'll talk to you before the session gets started, but I appreciate you spending a few minutes with us this morning.
Happy to do it.
All right, thank you, John.
You bet.
Right, bye. It's 8:20, and patiently waiting her turn, the mayor of College Station. Thank you for waiting while we took care of those state reps. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks.
Okay. She had questions. She was raising her hand. Call on me. Nah, not really. So,
glad to hear the reports.
Though. Yeah, that's it is. I'm glad that we're not bringing in other people. We bring enough folks in here for a while. Let's talk for a minute about what you can tell me about maybe some possible growth that's going on in College Station's Medical District East.
I really can't say a whole lot about this. We're going to discuss it in executive session.
Okay.
But it's exciting about the opportunity to have private-public partnerships.
Yeah, it is. And again, that's the kind of growth that everybody wants that seems to be somewhat stable. And I guess getting that first one in certainly can help draw attention to the area.
Yeah. And also with the departure of Tom Jackson, we need to get someone else from the Med on board.
Sure.
For the Western Medical District.
Are we at the point now we're going to have a citizen? Let's turn our attention now to the 2015 bond. Are we to the point now where we're about to have a citizens committee ready and all that?
We're going to talk about it tomorrow. We're going to talk about staff's going to make some recommendations on how we should probably form the committees. And my expectation is that we'll be citizens and we'll have the same process application-wise where citizens can apply just like they do for boards and commissions that citizens sit on to sit on that bond proposal.
And I want you to, we had reported, and I want to make sure that, or we had on our radio station, that the fire station number 7 was going to be part of that bond issue, but my understanding, that's not going to be the case. Is that how you see
that's
that?
That's my understanding as well, okay. But don't quote me on
all
that.
All right, okay, all right, very good. I know you've got your regular meeting coming up as well. It seems like you're wanting to move pretty quickly as far as funding code. And is that you? Oh, you're getting messages. Okay.
I am.
Okay. can you confirm to me that you've got some funding that you're trying to fast track as far as code enforcement is concerned?
Yes, we are. We're doing a budget amendment, and that's basically to get those code enforcements hired and trained before students arrived. So it'll be a budget amendment to about $43,000 to get that person trained. And
we're going to add one body, two bodies, three bodies, you know?
Two, I think.
Okay.
One, we're going to have a staff assistant and turn a part-time code enforcement into a full-time and hire another one. And, you know, the code enforcement's been depleted a while since the economic downturn. We
sure
kind of took that department and that's where we cut some people, and so we need to beef up and get back to full enforcement.
Nancy Berry, mayor of College Station, joining us this morning. While we're talking about codes and such, are we about to have some action as far as the sign ordinance is concerned?
I think so. We're talking about fuel prices right now. They're 16 square foot. The proposal is 21 square feet. It passed unanimously from planning and zoning. And then there's also electronic signs that right now the message can only change 24 hours, and the proposal is to change it every 15 minutes. And
this is kind of driven by the shopping center at Texas and Southwest Parkway.
Correct.
Because it has a large sign. And again, if that becomes something that's passed, I'm sure that there'll be somebody else who will want to have a sign like that. So you want to have guidelines in place as
exactly.
far as that goes. Yeah, okay. And then where are we as far as traffic in Kyle Field and football games?
We're going to get a presentation tomorrow night from, I think, Tim Lomax from TTI. TTI and the A&M system has been developing a traffic management plan for the home football games. We'll hear what they recommend in terms of handling the traffic. There's going to be increased attendance. You're going to put 100 and 6,000 people in Kyle Field, there's going to be a lot more traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's what they can do to clear congestion faster and providing timely information to motorists, and also trying to get them information on hotels, restaurants, and events as well.
Does the city play a part in that, or is this just merely so that you'll be up to speed as to what they're doing from A&M?
Well, the city will be playing a part because it's our streets.
Well, they that is true. Your officers will be out there as part of it,
exactly.
Too.
Yeah, okay.
I can understand
that. And I see some overtime coming from police and traffic as well.
I understand, with more people out there. Yeah. I guess, finally, is there anything as far as community development, any shift in priorities that you see as far as an action plan or budget? Is that all pretty much staying the way it's
going to be? I think it pretty much is staying the same.
Okay. Anything else I didn't touch on or you'd like to tell us about?
Well, we've got the Games of Texas coming July 31st through the 4th.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to have thousands will compete, and another bunch of thousands will be there to watch. And
many thousands will spend money.
We hope. And we'd love to see as many local competitors as possible.
Yeah.
So they can check the event registration at TAAF.com.
All right. We'll
repeat that, TAAF.com.
Got it. Nancy Berry, she's the mayor of College Station. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, all right, it's 8:25. That's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes, voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Stocks appear headed for a higher opening. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The stock market futures suggest we could see a positive start to the midweek session on Wall Street. Corporate earnings reports could provide some support. Wall Street's reaction to Boeing's quarterly results is hard to predict. The aerospace company's profit jumped 52% and topped analyst expectations, but Boeing's revenue increase of just over 1% fell short to forecasts. Boeing is part of the Dow Jones Industrials. PepsiCo's quarterly profit declined, but not as much as feared. Whirlpool posted weaker quarterly results. The company says appliance sales picked up in North America, but the gains were offset by a drop in sales in every other region where it does business. General Motors is not the only automaker dealing with defective ignition switches. Chrysler added nearly 800,000 older Jeep SUVs to its recall list because the switches can move out of the run position if the keys are bumped. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months, premium channels free for 3 months, free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751.
It'll be home.
Relive the excitement, artistry, and heartbreak of the 2014 FIFA World Cup in the Wall Street Journal's new ebook, The Unforgettable Cup. Read an introduction by sports columnist Jason Gay and enjoy stories from our immersive coverage of the sport, the teams, the matches, the stars, and the culture of Brazil, the spiritual home to the globe's most popular pastime. Download the ebook for free at wsj.com/World Cup ebook. Again, that's wsj.com/.
Guess who's spying on you through Facebook? I'm digital pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime. A crime that's become so complex, you simply can't figure it out alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Kim to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. Network doesn't cover all transactions and scope may vary. If you have a Facebook page with lots of friends, you can bet that you have at least some Facebook friends who don't like you very much. As a matter of fact, some actually hate you. Keep your friends close and your enemies closer is one of the most famous quotes from the Chinese book, The Art of War. And nowhere is this truer than on Facebook. A new study measured more than 2,500 average American Facebook users over the age of 18 and asked them this question. Do you pretend to be friends with anyone on social media? 68% said yes. Most admitted that they added to their friends list just to snoop on their lives and see what they're up to. Over half admitted that the so-called enemy is also a family member. The average Facebook user has around 600 friends, of which they really only care to speak to about 3% of them. Read more, plus get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. A College Station man accused of passing fake $20 bills multiple times at the same fast food drive-thru has been found and arrested. 18-year-old Jordan Hamilton told College Station police he purchased a dozen forged $20 bills online for about $60. 6 weeks ago, Hamilton paid for food with a fake 20 three times over a 24-hour period at the Sonic on Texas by Walmart. According to the arrest report, the bills were printed on paper and not cloth. Hamilton remains in jail in lieu of $24,000 bond. 7,500 plastic cups with free soft drinks have been handed out to designated drivers visiting Northgate bars in the last year and a half. It's part of a promotion by the local nonprofit group CARE, which stands for the Coalition on Alcohol Responsibility and Education. CARE's president, Brazos County Sheriff's Deputy Ed Frank, says it's one of the things they do to discourage drunk driving.
We push DWI very, very hard, and it's something you don't need to do. We try to save lives. So a designated driver will save lives, and that's what we're trying to push.
A second shipment of cups was recently delivered to bars, along with the start of a billboard campaign, which Frank says was funded by the Brazos Valley Council on Alcohol and Substance Abuse. For many years, local law enforcement have supported Special Olympics in a variety of ways. One project is the annual Tip-A-Cop promotion, which Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says is tonight and tomorrow night.
All the money goes to support our regional Special Olympic program, and it allows athletes to compete at local and state level. And we actually had a flag football team from here that just returned from the national competition with a silver medal.
Officers will be assisting servers at Texas Roadhouse from 5:30 until 10 tonight and tomorrow. Local prenatal clinics and NICUs are expecting a new bundle of joy from the community. Katie Scott, spokeswoman for the March of Dimes and BCS, says their baby shower donation drive will help create a community closet. Big ticket items will be purchased with proceeds from baby bottle-shaped cookies sales at both Blue Baker locations this week. Individual donations can be made on Saturday,
which is going to be in the parking lot of the Hilton College Station. People can just drive through the parking lot between 10 and 2, open up their trunks, and we will relieve you of anything you want to donate.
Requests include prenatal vitamins, soft blankets, diapers, and new car seats. A full list of items can be found at WTAW.com. The bill for investigating the actions of a University of Texas System regent has totaled nearly $600,000. The Houston Chronicle reports the final invoices were released Tuesday, showing the bill from Houston lawyer Rusty Hardin to a House Select Committee reached $588,000. The Select Committee on Transparency in State Agency Operations has determined there are grounds to impeach Wallace Hall, but has yet to vote on formal charges. East of Dallas, the Kaufman County Commissioner's Court has passed a resolution saying they don't want any Central American children who have crossed into Texas illegally housed in their county. The resolution was submitted by the Kaufman County Tea Party, whose chairman, Ray Myers, says they are mostly concerned about the possibility of the spread of disease.
There's already indications of disease. There's already indications that they're covering up disease at Lackland Air Force Base. And we know that the government is covering up things at Lackland and other places.
The symbolic resolution carries no legal weight. Meantime, local law enforcement along the border are giving the thumbs down to Governor Perry's deployment of Texas National Guard troops. Among those opposed are Hidalgo County's interim sheriff, Eddie Guerra, who tells radio station KURV the Guard is not a good fit.
These National Guard troops are trained in search and destroy. They're not trained in law enforcement. I would prefer that they reach out and bring in more trained law enforcement, more Border Patrol agents.
Cameron County Sheriff Omar Lucio says if he had been asked, he would have spent the $12 million a month on hiring additional deputies and local police instead of the Guard. From East Texas, a woman walked into Athens Police Department and announced she had just murdered her four-year-old daughter. Henderson County Sheriff Ray Nutt asked why 25-year-old Stacy Marie Parsons killed her child.
We got some general ideas, but right now we don't want to put out what we think the motive is.
Investigators believe the preschooler, Victoria Wyatt, was beaten to death and her body was stuffed into the trunk of a car that was found at the family home. Conflicting federal appeals court rulings were made Tuesday on Obamacare subsidies that affect subscribers in Texas and 35 other states. A federal panel in Virginia sided with the Obama administration, which White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the law allows subsidies to those in Texas and other states subscribing to the federal marketplace.
We are confident in the legal basis that supports our case.
Another federal panel in Washington, D.C. ruled subsidies don't apply to those using using the federal marketplace. The U.S. Supreme Court will ultimately decide the issue. Without the subsidies, that means premium increases for more than 4 million Americans. WTAW News Time approaching 8:36. It's 80 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. More news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's time for you to find Fred and Fred's Seafood Market for the freshest seafood around. In fact, one bite of a product from Fred and Fred's, and we promise you will taste the difference. Stop by today and pick up some salmon, tuna loin, or more, and Fred and Fred's can prepare it ready to go for dinner tonight. Or if you're hungry for shrimp, from small to extra large jumbo sized or lobster tails, even baby, medium, and large octopus, Fred and Fred's has this and more. Aggie owned and operated, Fred and Fred's Seafood Market on South College, just south of the Farm Patch.
Do you have some fun planned this summer? A wish list of things to do? If you call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid, you will have time to chase fun in the sun. Trust your home to the cleaning company that cares. Molly Maid has been taking care of homes just like yours for more than 30 years. Molly Maid gives you a clean you can trust and friendly customer service. So what are you waiting for? Call today at 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
You know, you think about your bed. How often do you think about your bed? I think about my bed when I really look forward to it because it's the Sleep Number bed. My sleep number setting is 65, and I know that I'm going to get a great night's sleep, and if I need that mattress to be more firm, I can do that with just the push of a remote control, or I can make it softer if I want to do that. The Sleep Number technology allows you to be able to do that, and it's dual-chamber technology so that your sleep number setting can be one thing, your sleep partners can be another, and you don't disturb each other because it's very seldom do couples have the same sleep number. And Sleep Number bed is the only bed also that can track and basically optimize your sleep. That's called the Sleep IQ technology. And it just ties right into your device, your wireless device, or you can send it to your regular computer. And basically, it gives you a chance to adjust your sleep number or your sleep pattern so that you get the best sleep. All you have to do is sleep. You don't have to wear anything or anything like that. It just fits right into your bed. And the only place where you can find the Sleep Number bed and the Sleep IQ technology is at the Sleep Number store. If you'll come in right now, they've got the C2 Queen mattress with Sleep IQ technology starting at $999.98. So stop in, find out what your sleep number setting is. And you can only do that at the Sleep Number store. Texas at Harvey Road, right by Chick-fil-A. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 839. High temperature today going to be close to 100. Low temperature tonight around 77, 78, something like that. 20% chance of rain today, tonight. High tomorrow, near 100. High the day after that, the day after that, and the day after that, and the day after that, near 100. So there you go. All right, you guys, wake up. It's time to go back to work.
Work.
Hello. Hello.
Work.
I've been doing all this working and slaving
you have.
In
work,
here.
Work, work,
oh,
work,
is
work.
That what they call it?
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, but anyway, we got to catch up on a whole bunch of things.
Catch up on all the things?
Catch up. We already talked about catch up today. Was the world's largest bottle of said same.
All so right. You should have been listening early.
Yeah. Story now, 280-pound Idaho woman makes her living squashing men. She's 38 years old, known only as Amanda. She works as something called an Amazon model. Basically, she goes on dates with men who enjoy being crushed, squashed, and wrestled. Amanda is 6'3", with 63-inch hips. What? Oh, when they're together, I guess. Yeah, okay, I got you. Not just each hip. 44, double D chest. And some of the guys she dates simply want to be seen in public with what they call a big woman. Amanda explains, I searched online and found a website showing a huge woman towering over little guys. I thought, I can do that. There you go.
Nicknamed the Potato Masher. The potato. No, I'm not going to be that insensitive.
Okay, all right. Yeah, anyway.
Thank you.
I mean, she's from Idaho.
Yeah. That's right. And she does weigh 280 pounds.
Correct.
She's had her some taters. Probably no doubt about that.
Well, she's 6'3", which means she's just big, period.
She's a big.
That's true. That's true.
She's a big girl. Makes her own clothes. All the girls like her. New Hampshire woman called police after stopping in a highway median to help some stranded ducklings. She's going to fight the $100 ticket that she got. Haley Bebo says that she was driving along when she had to slam on her brakes to avoid hitting the little ducklings. Says their mama and several of the ducklings were hit by a car. The mama died. She called 911, got out of her car, captured the two surviving ducklings. A state trooper issued her a ticket for stopping in the median. Police say median stops are only for emergencies, and they didn't consider a dead mama duck and two surviving ones emergencies, at least in Maine. So we'll see how that one plays out. I thought it'll be okay. Elephants have been found to be superior sniffers to any other animal on the planet. So any other mammal on the planet.
My, what a large nose you have.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. You got that going for you. You got all that distance to analyze the odoriferous. In the University of Toyota, in the University of Tokyo study, the African elephant's trunks were found to have the largest number of genes associated with smell. Elephants' hose nose has five times as many as humans. Well, that's... But if you think about that...
It's 20 times as big.
I was going to say. I mean, if you want to talk about distribution of the olfactory sensors, it sounds like ours are more concentrated than theirs are. Because nobody's got a nose that's, one-fifth the size of an elephant's, even full-grown. But nonetheless, an elephant's nose is five times as sensitive as a human's and more than twice more sensitive than dogs. Well, then, I don't know, why do they use bloodhounds to track people? Why don't they use elephants?
They're too hard to put in the back of the truck.
That's it.
Experience a floral gathering at Church of Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh, and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. When it comes to roofing warranties, how much do you really understand and how good are they? At Schulte Roofing, we make them easy to understand. For example, our workmanship warranty is for the life of your roof. That's it. No tricks, no gimmicks, just solid professional roof installations. Schulte Roofing is the only place that's offering a lifetime workmanship warranty. There are no holes in our installations or the guarantees that back them up. They're bulletproof.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof.
This is the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30 in College Station. In Psalm 14, verse 1, God says without wavering, The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Psalm 53, verse 1, repeats the same thing. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. The fact is, most people are reasonable enough to understand that creation cries out for a creator and that those who deny God are without excuse. Romans 1:20 and Psalm 19:1. But what about the practical atheists? What is a practical atheist, you might wonder? Well, a practical atheist is one who, while proclaiming to believe in God, in practice or lifestyle, acts if they do not believe in God based on their wicked actions. Don't be any type of atheist. The Bible Minute is brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30. Visit us online at bcschurchofchrist.com. Thanks for listening to the Bible Minute.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
845, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Wow, this is it's a joint study from Harvard and MIT, okay?
So smart people.
Smart people. Yeah, pretty much some of the smarter people out there. A new genetic analysis of people with schizophrenia suggests the disease may sometimes be connected with infections.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Largest study ever investigating the genetics of the disorder. LiveScience.com says, the study shows a substantial risk of schizophrenia comes from many tiny little nudges to the genome that all humans share. This study, again from MIT and Harvard, debunks the theory that schizophrenia is caused by really bad mutations. Prior studies had identified only about 30 locations in the human genome that people at risk of developing the debilitating disorder. This new research brings that total to more than 100. Many of these locations are active in immune cells. Finding this out would support the germ theory of schizophrenia. Now, here's the problem. All the stuff that we put in our bodies, does that cause us to be more susceptible to those said infections that would lead to schizophrenia?
Maybe so.
Yeah, it's...
But like Robin Williams said, I'm schizophrenic and so am I.
Yeah, so there. Well, and the reason I say that is because, and today, hand over my heart, is the day that Diet Coca-Cola was introduced.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Yes.
I don't know what my addiction would be if that hadn't come up. But, I mean, see, what
Tab.
Happens? No. Yeah, no. But what happens if whatever the chemicals may be that you ingest over a long period of time, what does that do to change your physiology that might cause you to be more susceptible to things that, for instance, your great-grandfather wasn't because they weren't taking in those chemicals?
Was it something you should know that mentioned people can have genetic markers for certain things or genetic predisposition,
right.
But their environment will dictate whether or not it exhibits it. So you can have the genetic code, and it'll skip generations not because of genetics but because of where you are and what you do.
Right. Once again, it's you're like a carrier for it.
Yep,
not a matter of what
exactly.
Happens. All right, now, what are you going to do with this information? Antioxidant supplements might not lower your cancer risk after all.
I totally believe that.
New England Journal of Medicine. Well, I guess I kind of have mixed feelings on the FDA. Sometimes I don't know that they act fast enough for putting new things on the market. I understand that they want to move at a slow pace if they can. But then they allow any number of things that can be out there on the market and just... Well, gosh, how many health food things are there? We were discussing, was it last week? For instance, the skin of the fruit has more nutrients than the fruit itself. And, you know, you go through and you look up each one of these elements. Well, guess what? There's a pill. There's a supplement that'll give you those things. Is that good? Is that bad?
I'm not saying every person needs to study everything that they put into their body. That's just too much. So I appreciate that the FDA is there, but I don't think they should be the end-all, be-all, because there's different ways to find out this information.
Sure.
You got to have trusted resources and rely on them.
But at the same time, sometimes you do want to move things to market faster, possibly, too. And
oh, I see. You're saying about slowing people up.
Yeah, sometimes they do that.
They
and
do.
I think that that's not necessarily good as
I
well.
I can agree.
This new paper that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine found that taking the supplements did not reduce people's risk for cancer. What they said is they should continue eating natural sources of antioxidants like fruits and veggies, but be cautious about buying the expensive dietary supplements. Key word, expensive.
Yeah.
Because they are.
Yes.
Because, again, you think that that's going to keep you from getting cancer. All right, turning our attention now to Fort Wayne, Indiana. A woman told police that she let God drive her car. Apparently, God wasn't paying attention.
Usually, you let Jesus take the wheel.
I was going to say, wasn't there a song called Jesus Take the Wheel?
Well, apparently, God had other stuff to do.
Oh, okay.
Was not aware of that because what happened is she ran over a motorcyclist. Now, he's okay. Ooh. He's okay. He's all right. He'll recover. But still, her explanation was that God was driving. Shopping mall in China has sparked accusations of sexism after it recently unveiled 10 parking spots designated for women only. Not the color of the spaces that have the people upset, it's their dimensions. Space is about a foot wider than regular. Some people in China are calling for the wider spaces, but others are saying it's sexist and disrespectful. On Twitter, somebody asked, isn't that insulting females' driving ability? But a female staffer at the mall says, wait a second, it's not an insult to women at all. If their parking spaces are larger, it's only for practical reasons. Doesn't mean
such
women,
as?
What?
The only seasons you know are hot and hotter, and the longest part of your road trip is getting out of your own state. Well, it's just a Texas thing, y'all. At the Texas Trading Post, you'll find a selection of Texas gifts and home decor that's bigger than Dallas. Visit txtraders.com for Texas apparel, fine bedding, Texas-themed corporate gifts, and office decor. Texas Trading Post is your online superstore for everything Texas. We're serious about fun Texas stuff. TxTraders.com.
Hey everybody, this is Mark at Silvac City. I have a very important question for you. Do you have a bag in your trash can? Why? To keep it bacteria free and from stinking. Well then why are you running a vacuum without a bag? A bag in your vacuum filters the air better, keeps it from smelling, and doesn't make a cloud of dust when you dump it. Come on over to Silvac City and let us show you the full line of vacuums with bags. And if you really don't think you need a bag in that vacuum, we have those too. Silvac City, in front of HEB and College Station and on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Silvac City, come on down and see us.
If you wear dentures, life just got better with New U Dentures from Dr. Michael Reese. New U Dentures return your profile to its original youthful appearance, eliminating the sunken-in look of conventional dentures. Virtually indistinguishable from real teeth, New U Dentures are like an instant facelift. Imagine an exciting new option that enhances your smile, your confidence, and your look. New U Dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange buys, sells, and trades jewelry, diamonds, Rolex watches, gold and silver bullion, and collectible coins. They're in the same location, offering the same great services and selection. They offer the most for your precious gems and metals in any quantity, large or small. Go buy for your no-obligation quote. If you're looking to invest in gold and silver bullion, you'll find the best prices and information at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday at 313 College Avenue off of University Drive in the IHOP Center next to Harry's in the Stack.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTW. It's about 8 minutes till. Don't know what the survey is. It's not a big deal. But according to a survey, the last thing that a guy wants to do when he goes on a first date is go dancing.
I couldn't agree more.
I think that's probably right. Now, if you meet somebody at a dance place, that's something different.
Yes.
But
that's not a first date.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah, exactly. Not, hey, let's go dancing. All right. People in this profession make an average of $40,000 a year. The answer is Major League Baseball mascots. They only make $40,000?
Well, they're only working 163 games.
Yeah. Okay. And it's hot in that thing, too.
Well, it is. But, yeah. I mean, literally, if your team doesn't make the playoffs,
yeah, really,
you're done in October and you don't start again until March.
And, you know, the World Series ring won't fit on your fat character finger, so you don't get one of those. That won't work very well. So, yeah, just saying. All right. Here you go. There are plenty of occasions where you might find your car idling.
Right.
Okay. In a long drive, though, picking someone up from work, or if you're just sitting in your driveway, idling for longer than 10 seconds means you should turn your engine off.
No kidding.
Yep. A common myth is that you waste more gasoline starting your car than you would by idling.
I've always heard that.
Technically true, but only for about 5 to 10 seconds. According to new research, if your car is going to be idling for more than about 10 seconds, you're wasting gas. No, if you're idling for more than 10 seconds, it's because you want to keep your car cool.
Exactly. That was not done in Texas.
No.
That was my first thought.
It says shut off the car and turn it back on when you're ready to move. Estimated the average person spends 16 minutes a day idling, which can amount to around $116 a year for a four-cylinder engine. Okay, that's fine. I understand what you're saying. It would be interesting to talk to an auto mechanic person who would talk to us about the starting process, and does that put extra strain on the starter, solenoids, any of those electronic things that might have to do with starting the car up?
Well, the worst trip you can take is like 7 miles.
Okay.
Because that doesn't give your battery enough time to charge from turning everything on. So your normal, in the Bryan College Station, your normal commute's between 7 and 15 minutes, ballpark.
Yeah.
So that's horrible for your car.
It is. But, you know, if you think about it, if they say after every 10 seconds, do you, and we don't have lights where you have to go through cycles and cycles too often until they start doing stuff like tearing up Texas and universities.
Right.
It's a good thing they never do.
No, not at all.
So I don't know how often, even if you did need to stop your engine after you'd been idling for 10 seconds, how many times you would have to start your car. I would just think that there's some wear and tear involved there, too. Just some wear and tear. But
well, and you'd be the idiot then that's checking your texts.
Yeah, that's right. So there, you got that going for you, too.
So now I got to wait for you to put your phone down, start the car.
Oh, yeah, look up.
Right.
First, you have to look up and see that. Then you put your phone down. Then you start your car. So that's always good. Then you spill your famous bowl. So,
yes.
In England, a really excited music fan removed her prosthetic leg and threw it at the singer at a music festival. The singer was an impersonator of Robbie Williams, not even Robbie Williams. The fan had removed her leg to wave at the singer, but during the tribute act, he spotted her in the audience. She waved at him, or he waved at her, and she threw the leg in his direction. I guess that's what you do. The United States military once made plans to build a surveillance station on the moon. 100-page document compiled in 1959, detailed Project Horizon, a plan to install a moon-to-earth surveillance system used to, as they say, facilitate communications with and observations of the Earth. The report, released to mark the 45th anniversary of Neil Armstrong's moonwalk, also detailed a plan to build a moon-based weapons system that would have allowed the launch of a military attack from the moon toward targets on Earth.
$1 million.
Yes.
And you know what? That's back when $1 billion was a lot of money.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only, the Continental Antique Show and Sale is at the Brazos Center. Exhibitors from across the country with estate jewelry, silver, furniture, art, linens, primitives, Victorians, and home decor. Something for everyone. Free appraisals from the roadshow, silver buyers on site, and silver polished on site. Don't miss this trip down memory lane, like walking through a museum. Top quality antiques from all over the world this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only at the Brazos Center on Briarcrest off Highway 6 in Bryan. This great antique show established over 60 years ago.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Hi, we're Jared and Alicia McLeod with the Sleep Station, here to share just a few of the many reasons we love our Tempur-Pedic adjustable. It's perfect for reading in bed.
And watching football.
It's perfect for breakfast in bed.
And watching baseball.
It's perfect for a pajama party, cozy night in, like tonight.
Or a night in watching the Aggies, like tonight. the Tempur-Pedic Adjustable from the Sleep Station. We can promise you'll love it.
We just can't guarantee it'll be for the same reasons.
Now with two locations to serve you, visit thesleepstation.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Lots of talk about Netflix after the streaming company revealed that it now has over 50 million paying subscribers. I'm having an issue with my Netflix now. I'm not happy.
Really?
My little Chrome thing that I stick in the back of the
Chromecast.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm not happy.
Uh-oh.
Yes, it's timing out before I can connect. I haven't been able to watch House of Cards the last 2 days. I'm just saying. Just a little look behind the curtain. I'm just not pleased with it. Okay. All right, we're back tomorrow. Just remember, today was the day that Diet Coke was introduced back in 1982. We can all go celebrate.
And it's hot dog day.
And vanilla ice cream day. All right, back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock. WTAW College Station. Brian.
Fox News Radio.